Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Silver and Black Today, your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Culbranson.
15 minutes until the official pregame show starts. JT the Brick's coming up. But first, we will finish out strong here with the Silver and Black Today. Powered by Salmon Ash Injury Attorneys, because you deserve what's right. Visit them at salmonash.com or give them a call, 702-820-1234. Tell them Silver and Black Today sent you. They will help you out. We got some callers on the line. And Q, here we go, man. Let's ramp it up. Let's get some more callers in before we got to say goodbye and we throw it to JT. 502 Raider D. We know who he is. What's going on, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing on this fine, fine day?
Chilling.
I mean, come on, man. Listen, I've been streaming all day. Like I said, you know, my wife wants to keep me out of the house. I make too much noise. The kids are in school. Let me tell you, I've been a Raiders fan for 40 years of my life. We have spent years playing in the worst stadium on the planet for any sport. Complaints, roaches, rats, everything that's going on. But, like, moving to Vegas was a blessing for me as a Raiders fan because I didn't want to see them leave Oakland either. But listen, those guys could barely keep schools open. You can't be mad if they have to go somewhere else. I'm going to love them if they're playing on the moon. It does not make a difference to me. But, dude, I am so pumped up and excited because now not only do we have a primetime game, but we have four this year. Yep. When's the last time that's happened? And a lot of it is because we moved to a new stadium. They want to show up to me. I don't give a damn what it is. I love to see. I am ready tonight. Let me tell you something. As long as those guys put it all out there on the field, win, lose, or draw does not make a difference to me. Of course I want to win. I'm a fan. Like I said, you guys know I got the tattoos. I got the whole basement. My truck got Raiders on my damn license plate. Every moment that I've been thinking about this game, when I saw the schedule, I was like, oh, my God, Monday night, second game of the season against the Saints? And who that nation? I'm like, come on, man. It don't get any better than that. It's what Mr. Honda said. If you cannot get pumped up for this, you are dead as a fan. There's no use in playing and pretending like you used to be a fan of Belichick. You said, you know, you love Stable and all those other guys. If you are not losing your mind right now, us in Sin City on a Monday night for the world to see, and let me tell you something. I believe, not just as a fan, but just as a football person, that we have a shot. It's about...
Oh, yeah.
Offensively, I know they haven't got a great defense, but let me tell you something. This is the first time Derek has had all these weapons. You see, he has a weapon in everywhere you look at.
Yeah.
On the field.
No.
John Gruden's going to have a hell of a game plan together.
And D,
I can't wait, brother.
Hey man, listen, thank you so much for calling. I'll tell you what, Derek Carr and the Raiders today have a massive opportunity. You're right. It can be a coming out party for them in their new home if they can come out and do it. It's going to be tough. It's an uphill battle, but I think they can do it too. All right, we're going right back on the line. PR, you're on with Q and Scott.
Hey, what's up, man? I want to say this game, it's more about Gruden to me. I know we got one of the best coaches in the league. The offensive line's banged up. You got to roll out to the left under Colton Miller, some play-action boots. I want to see Green scheme it up this game more than I care about what the players.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. No, it's part of it. Absolutely, PR. Good call, man. Thank you. And you're right. He's got to adjust. He's going up against Sean Payton, another good coach. That's going to be one of the key matchups, I think. All right. El Paso Raider, our good man down in El Paso. What's going on?
Raider!
There it is.
Are we fired up or what?
Oh yeah, there you go, man. You're fired
up. I'm ready, man. I got the ribs going. I got the family coming right now. My brother, my pops, you're ready, man. And real quick, you guys were talking about, you know, the best memory of a Monday night. I have a couple of them, but the best one was my daughter was born in 2011. My oldest. We were playing the Donkeys Monday night. We beat them that day. So I feel like today we're going to get a win.
There you go. I love
That'll
it.
That'll work. And then, I like
you know,
it.
And another thing, Q, whenever your son comes over here and plays for Utah, man, he got my support, baby. We got him right here.
All right. He's got a built-in fan club.
As he should. He's a baller.
There you go. We're going out to Denver now. Speaking of the Donkeys, not a man who likes the Donkeys, but it's Raider Dave. What's up, Raider Dave?
It's enjoying listening to the radio around here. It's all gloom and doom. They're talking about Kaepernick by now. It's funny.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a great night, man. And people want to talk about, you know, the Death Star being a bad name. Here's the truth of it. They already blew up that place. They had to go ahead and excavate a bunch of dirt. So the real title of that chapter is The New Hope, and that's exactly what Raider Nation is all about. It's a new hope, a new stadium. I am so jacked up to go home, put Raider Nation radio on my stereo, listen to the pre- and post-game, and just watch this just obliterate everybody's expectations about what a great place this is.
Raider Dave always nice. Brings it, man. I appreciate that, man. Thanks again for the call, and we appreciate you. All right, here we go with Gangster Raider on game. We've never had Gangster Raider on game day. Gangster Raider, bring it, baby.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? I wanted to tell y'all. Remember when I told y'all about that name, the Death Star? Don't nobody like that name, the Death Star. This is inauguration. We're going to have an official inauguration tonight, or we're going to christen our Black House. That's the new Capitol building of the new Raider Nation in Las Vegas. It's the Black House. Forget the Death Star. Don't nobody care about Star Wars. Star Wars is played out. I told y'all, it's the Black House. And we're going to have an official inauguration tonight, and I predict we're going to win 45-21.
Wow.
You heard it here first. Wow. Gangsta Raider, I said it. 45-21. We're going to make it official. We're going to send a message to the rest of the NFL. And hey, what's up, OQ? I'm in town. Show me around. I'm going to be at the stage door. Where y'all going to be at?
Well, I'm sitting in Central Texas. So I ain't going to be at no stage
door.
I thought
y'all was out here.
No,
and I told you, all we got to do is score 27 points tonight, and we're going to average 31. I told you, all we got to do is average 31 points on the season.
You did.
But I predict we're going to get 15 more tonight.
Hey.
We're going to get 45 points tonight.
Hey, Gangsta Raider, you're in Vegas right now?
Yeah.
Good man. Yeah, say hello. Ask for John at the stage door. Tell him hello. Say you listen to Silver and Black today. He'll take care of you.
All right, for sure. I thought y'all was in town. I was looking forward to having a drink with y'all.
I'm in town. I'm in town. Hey, man, I would love to. I'm in town. I'm going to be at the game, though. I got to work the game. If I wasn't, I'll put it out on Twitter if I'm coming out after the game. I'll meet you.
Well, I'm here till Friday. I'm in town till Friday, so you got to hook up with me.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. I'd love to have a brew with you.
There you go.
Gangsta Raiders on record. Hey, Gangster Raider, you got to go. You also have to go trademark the Black House. There you go. All right. We're going back out now to Snake Man. One more call before Q and I give our predictions for the game and then throw it to JT down at the stadium. Snake Man.
What up, fellas? How you doing, man?
Getting ready, baby. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I'm excited, but I'm nervous too, man. A couple things. Just looking at the last couple weeks, teams that scored 27 points on the week one were 10-2. Teams that scored 28 points this past week so far are 11-4. Of those four teams that lost, they were all within 5 points, one score games, two ended with the game deciding field goals.
Mm-hmm.
The point is the Raiders need to score, like Raider Man said, 27 points is basically going to be the magic number. However, they're not going to score 27 points if our quarterback does not use his feet. Of those teams that scored 28 points, most of their quarterbacks ran the ball on average 4 times. Our quarterback has got to make some plays with his feet. Gruden, I don't care what they do, they need to actually design some plays to get their car out of the pocket and running. If it's just 5 yards, something to get him out of the pocket to do something and to slow down that pass rush.
All right, there you go, Snake Man.
Yeah,
good take. I don't disagree with you at all. I don't think they're going to do it as much as you see with some of these other quarterbacks. I think they will, though. I think you're going to see him get out there because they're going to have to. I mean,
well,
they're going to have to, and not only that, Q, but the Raiders, I mean, he did it last week a little bit. I know people don't want to give him credit for it, and it wasn't flashy. It's not Patrick Mahomes. It's not Lamar Jackson, but I would expect more out of Gruden tonight.
He just needs to do a little, you know, and
right.
A lot of it could be, you know, design rollouts by Gruden. That's fine. But Derek Carr also has to take the initiative to just say, you know what, reads 1, 2, and 3 aren't there. Let me scramble just a little bit. Let me give my wide receivers an opportunity to get open, and maybe I can make a bigger play and push the ball down the field a little bit. That's what it's all really about, man. If you see all these teams that are successful, these quarterbacks are at least keeping plays alive with their legs. They're not necessarily running all over the yard, but they're keeping plays alive with their feet. That's something I've been stressing. I'd love to see from Derek Carr.
Yeah, it would be huge. All right, we're going to get – we got about 5 minutes here before we toss it again. The pregame, the official Raiders pregame show, will be coming up at 3:15 right here on Raider Nation Radio and on Comp 92.3. You can hear it there, and we'll toss it to JT in just a few. But before we go, Q, we're going to give our game predictions, okay?
Okay.
I've changed course. I have now decided – I'm predicting the Raiders win this one in a close one, okay?
Okay.
And if you look at it, I expect them to eke it out. I expect them to win on a field goal. I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I know everybody keeps saying that, and maybe – I'm not a big bettor, but I watch the lines. You look at the over-unders at 49 right now, and I see everyone picking picking numbers in the 30s, 38, 34, 34, yeah. 31, all this stuff. I'm saying 24-23 Raiders. That Raider defense steps up and the offense does enough to get them in a position to win the game late.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good one right there. I don't know, man. Hondo got me all fired up and kind of, you know, laid out the game plan on how the Raiders could win it. I'm not going to lie, man. I went into the game and I went into today feeling like the Raiders were probably going to take a L just because the Saints are just such a good team, man. I think what you saw from them week one wasn't necessarily what you're going to see tonight. So I'm going to have to continue to roll with my gut feeling, and I'm going to roll 28-25 with the Saints getting the victory.
Okay. So yeah, you have a lower score too, which is just a little higher than I do. But I think that too is part of the issue, is it's not really going to be this massive shootout with all these offenses. I think you have some issues on both sides that'll keep it a little more in check. But I do think, you know, the Raiders, it's a big game for them, Q. Like I said,
yeah.
In this season, after 4 weeks, you can't count anybody out. I really don't think you can, with the exception of maybe a couple teams that are just at the bottom of the barrel. But I think that if you're the Raiders, you know, Derek Carr, going back to that press conference that was misconstrued, and you talked about it in one of your Q-tips, Derek Carr saying that he was being disrespected, he meant his team. If you want to be respected, you got to win, number one. But number two, when you have an opportunity like you have tonight on national television to go out in your new house and show people what you are, you got to take advantage of it.
You really do. I'm just concerned about that offensive line. That's my biggest hangup. You know, and I think the games are won in the trenches, and so I think that there's going to be an issue there on that offensive line with Denzel Good having to hold down that tackle spot, Trent Brown being out, you know, Sam Young being out. That's a big deal, and they pulled it off last week against the Panthers, but I'll tell you, man, that pass rush for the Saints is a lot better than it is for the Panthers.
All right, so Q, this is going to be interesting tonight with the stadium. I'm interested to see how the national media covers at ESPN, of course, doing the game, and without the ability to talk to fans and all that, but it'll be fun to see how Las Vegas is shown. I mean, it's a great stage for the NFL, and I think they've adopted it pretty well, and they're going to, I think, make the most out of it to show off this new market. But here we go, Q. The new era begins here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it does. I hope that I'm wrong on my prediction. I would love to come on the radio tomorrow and talk about a Raiders victory. Either way, we'll be here talking about it regardless.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to toss it down to JT at Allegiant Stadium here in just a second. Reminder, tomorrow we'll talk everything about the game. We'll also have our 13 minutes with Hunter Renfro. Hunter will be with us. He'll talk about the game, win or lose, and give you guys a little sense for how it all went down and why it went down the way it did. So make sure you tune in tomorrow here. Again, coming up next is the official Raiders pregame show, JT the Brick at Allegiant Stadium. For Q Myers, I'm Scott Gilbranson. We will talk to you guys all tomorrow.